Let us pray. As we follow the story of our Lord's life on earth, may we receive his teachings and through obedience become more truly his disciples. Amen. Many people make a wish list of places that they would like to visit in their lifetime. Likewise, people have a strong sense of places that they would never like to visit, places that just hold no sense of appeal. For me, one such destination would have to be Las Vegas in Nevada, in America. I don't know if anyone is with me on that, whether you would agree. So me and Stephen won't be going then. So Sue will have to go on her own. Well, Las Vegas seems to me to be the worst of America amplified and writ large. It is like a shop front of all human excesses. Small wonder it attracts so many visitors. A documentary on Channel 5 this week showed Eamon Holmes and his wife Ruth Langsford taking in the strange sights and sounds of Las Vegas. It confirmed what I already suspected, but I confess I watched the whole program anyway. We saw them in a restaurant order from the menu a heart attack burger, made up of 8 burgers and 40 rashers of bacon. Thousands of calories. Needless to say, they did not finish their meal, but at least they left the restaurant alive. I mention that because food seems to me to be the common link between those 3 Bible readings set for today. Plenty of food and poverty of food. In Genesis, Pharaoh's dreams represent famine and plenty. I'm reminded of those words of Joseph in Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical about Pharaoh, all these things you saw in your pajamas are a long-range forecast for your farmers. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11, St. Paul writes, "To this very hour we go hungry and thirsty." In John chapter 4, the disciples urge Jesus to eat something. But Jesus responds with a cryptic answer about a different spiritual kind of food. Let us consider those words of Jesus and their meaning. The text for my sermon is John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Let us look at each of the 3 parts of his statement. Firstly, let us consider what Jesus meant when he said, "My food." Clearly, he is not speaking about bread or fish or fruit or vegetables. Such food is vital for life. Food nourishes the body and is important to keep us healthy and active and strong. And yes, Jesus, being fully human, knew what it was to enjoy food and to abstain from food. Feasting with friends and fasting in the wilderness, and probably fasting at other times of his earthly ministry too. And perhaps this was one of those times, because the disciples are clearly concerned for Jesus. "Rabbi, eat something," they pleaded. Surely he was hungry. The disciples had on their minds earthly hunger, earthly cravings, which must be satisfied. But, as at other times, Jesus was on a different wavelength, it seems. He speaks to them on a spiritual level about a different kind of food. Just as he had spoken moments earlier to the woman at the well about a different kind of water, living water. Jesus is digging at a different, deeper kind of longing. And on another occasion, Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 12, verse 23, "Life is more than food. Something more is vital for life, something that will truly satisfy the soul. And that is our relationship with our Father God, just as it was for Jesus. That relationship with the Father was meat and drink to Jesus. It came naturally to him. When Jesus was speaking of my food, he was speaking about that connection with his heavenly Father. For Jesus, my food meant my goal. For Jesus, my food meant my purpose for living. For Jesus, my food meant my priority. And that was deeply connected with his Father. So that moves us to the second part of his statement. My food is to do the will of him who sent me. Jesus lived a life of obedience to his Father. Jesus subdued his own will. In thought, word, and action, moment by moment, Jesus chose to do what was asked of him and so please his Father. And in doing so, Jesus brought glory to his Father. Their unity with one another was always evident. And some saw that and recognized it and received it, but others couldn't understand. My food is to do the will of him who sent me. And from beginning to end, Jesus fulfilled his Father's mission, his Father's will. And what was his Father's will? Nothing less than the salvation of the whole world. The reconciliation of the whole of creation back to God. That is why the Father sent his Son, to be Saviour to all. For Jews and for Gentiles, even Samaritans. Yes, the gospel invitation was for all. It knew no bounds. Whosoever will may come. The time was ripe for a bountiful harvest of souls to be garnered into the kingdom of God. We sense an urgency in the words of Jesus to his disciples. Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. The time of waiting is over. There was no time for delay. In John 9, verse 4, Jesus goes on to say, as long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Jesus must preach the gospel and complete his Father's work, his Father's will. And that brings us to the final part of his statement. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Jesus had an eye on completing the task. Jesus prayed to his Father in John chapter 17, verse 4. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. The good carpenter finishes his work. The good shepherd finds his lost sheep and secures the whole flock. Jesus would hold nothing back to see it through to completion. He would suffer much and even give up his life to finish the Father's work. His life of obedience culminated with that cry from the cross, "It is finished." Not "I am finished," but "It is finished." And his glorious resurrection would confirm the victory. And we shall remember his sacrifice now in bread and wine. His body and his blood become our meat and our drink. And whatever longings we have, whatever we hunger for this evening, at his table, we are satisfied. So, in closing, as we come to his table, we are inspired and challenged by Jesus' words and his examples. We ask ourselves again, what is my food? What is my goal? My purpose for living, my priority. Do I hunger and thirst for God? Do I feed on him and on his living words? Is it Father's will first? In our thoughts, words, and actions in this new week, like Jesus, shall we choose to do what God asks and so please our Heavenly Father? As his disciples today, let our eyes be opened to the harvest field of lives ripe for the gospel word. Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Lord Jesus, complete your work in us and through us. Amen.